PCS, re-elect the left and fight for decent pay. Marion Lloyd, PCS neck and chair left unity. The past month or so, branches of the Civil Servants Union PCS have been holding annual general meetings. Feedback indicates solid support for left unity motions to the annual delegate conference in May on the major issues facing PCS members. Nominations for the 2018-19 National Executive Committee indicate continued support for the current Left Unity, Democracy Alliance, PCS leadership. There are 7 Socialist Party members on the Democracy Alliance slate, a joint PCS Democrat/Left Unity slate. This includes Janice Godrich for President and Fran Heathcote for Vice President. Ballot papers for the union's national executive election will be sent out in mid-April. The Easter holiday break will eat away at the time available to prepare for the ballot. Preparations should start now. The Left Unity website, leftunity.org.uk, will carry full information on the ballot and materials issued by the Democracy Alliance. Left Unity, Democracy Alliance, is standing for re-election on its record, making PCS a fighting, democratic union. But it's also a question of electing a leadership which will stand up to the many challenges we face. Immediate among these is the campaign for the union's pay demands of 5% or £1,200 a year increase, with a return to central bargaining. A meeting of key reps at PCS HQ on Monday the 26th of February endorsed the pay demands and the campaign outlined by Mark Sawatka, General Secretary, and Chris Bohr, Assistant General Secretary,